Earlier this year, we reached out across the globe to find Hilo native Kamaka Diaz as he was wrapping up his stint in the Peace Corps. Now, Diaz was able to raise several thousand dollars to buy new computers to help students studying in his town in Madagascar. We reconnected this month to learn he's extended his stay for another year and has moved to the capital city, where he has Wi-Fi and was able to Facebook with us. Now, he says the computers will go to help set up a lab where students will not only be able to learn English, but to learn computer skills in an effort to bridge the digital divide. He was still basking in the grand opening of the lab, which was held earlier this month, and he was getting settled in his new job.
We had enough to buy 11 computers for our English center, and one I donated to my CEGE, which is like the middle school. Another I just donated to the LICE, which is a high school right before I left, and then another one we gave to our radio station.
Oh, that's
so
great.
It is going into the English center, our computer lab, and that was already set up, and we got all these apps installed, so... Yeah, things are looking really good.
So what was the reaction from all the students?
They're like, way! That's how they celebrate. But yeah, they're really excited. The teachers were more excited because the computer would be going into their office, I guess. But for the kids at the English Center, they're really excited. It was funny because we got it installed and we had the party and we invited a lot of the kids parents so they could see what we've been doing or the kids have been doing, because we were working on a world map outside of the English center for like a week and a half, and they're helping paint the inside, move the tables in and do all these things. So it's nice for the parents to see what the kids have been doing and what they will be working on. Yeah, so after our ceremony went inside and the kids were all inside on the computers. And they were just playing video. They're playing games like a kid was playing Need for Speed. I was like, oh, well, I hope they're just not here to play the games, but to actually learn English.
It gets them on the computer because that's an access point to so much.
Yeah, and just learning computer skills, learning how to type, learning how to, you know, click on files. And what my counterpart did was she made an agreement with the schools to incorporate computer lessons into their curriculum for the next school year.
That's terrific.
Really, yeah. And so it's free, and she just explained to them that they'll just pay like a small fee, which is like 500 RERI, which is like, what is that, like less than 6 cents maybe, a month. So every student pays that to have computer lessons as part of the curriculum for their next school year.
Well, it really makes you think when you have loose change sitting around in your car or at the bottom of your purse, what six cents will do.
Yeah, it's crazy. You could get really far with American money here.
What else is in the works as far as these computers? I mean, you know, what are the high schools doing with it and then the middle school?
They will keep it in their office so they can use it to, like, keep track of grades, print out stuff, write documents, because their computers were really outdated. They're super old. So now they just have, like, a good functioning computer that they can do a lot of good work on. What I was doing when I was fundraising, I would... see who gave us money, and then on my Instagram I would thank them. I would like get I took videos of my English club saying, like, for example, if my sister-in-law donated money, I'll record them saying like, thank you Leha Ahel, and then I'll tag them on Instagram and thank them.
What made you decide to extend your stay there in Madagascar?
I mean, I really do like it here. I like speaking the language. I love the culture. People are so nice. The Peace Corps, other Peace Corps volunteers are super awesome. They're like my family, my community. They're like my family as well. And then there's one of the options to extend was with this organization called JSI. They're like a nonprofit organization that works with like community health. So it was a communications position.
And what does JSI stand for?
It's funny because I don't know if you watch Game of Thrones, it's called for Jon Snow Incorporated. John Snow Inc. So JSI Research and Training Institute. And I'll actually get a home leave. When you extend, you get a home leave for 1 month. So I'll be back in Hawaii for Christmas. Want to go back for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's.
Well, that's terrific. It sounds like you're happy with your decision.
Well, the thing, I'm really happy because a lot of times we do things or they tell us they want this, they want this or that in our community. And they, for example, they get books, but it just sits there. Nobody really does anything with it. But luckily, my counterpart is so awesome. She has all these great ideas, and she's the most dedicated person I've ever seen. Just listening to her talk about what she wants to do with the community and how she wants to like improve the lives of the kids and give them like this opportunity is so awesome. So I know they'll be put to good use, and I'm really excited for the kids to have this just chance at like a better education.
So what do you expect to accomplish then with this new position?
And I'm beginning to realize like there's so much more I can do, and there's a lot of like cool opportunities out there. So this is kind of like I feel like I'm just getting my foot into the door with this kind of work. And it's communication, like writing brochures, one pagers, success stories, taking pictures, videos, storytelling. So
any advice that you might have to someone who might be on the fence about joining the Peace Corps?
It's such a unique experience that you just can't get, and you're like, they throw you out in the middle of nowhere, and you have to speak a language that you've learned for like 3 months, and just you have to figure things out, and just connections you make, lifelong friendships, life skills that you just acquire along the way. It's crazy. Like I don't know where else you'd ever get to do that.
Now, Diaz has been sharing his Peace Corps experience through an online blog, which includes some great video clips and photos. We'll leave you with a snippet of a Malagasy moment from his online journal. From his Facebook page, Diaz writes this ditty about practicing numbers and vocabulary with his students. 1, 2, 3, Mahita means to see. 4, 5, Inina is 6. 7, 8, 9, Fotoana is time. 10, Averino, repeat it again. He adds this about his students. When they're not driving me crazy, they can be cute and motivated sometimes. Cheers to the end of my last first semester of teaching here in Madagascar. Here's that sound clip. 'Twas a Malagasy moment, thanks to Kamaka Diaz, Peace Corps worker from Hilo, who connected with us from far, far away in Madagascar.